Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. We spend a lot of time talking about how important it is to take care of your mental health. Therapy is an excellent way to do that. BetterHelp is an affordable mental health care option that fits right into your busy schedule. Just answer a few quick questions about your needs and preferences, and BetterHelp will match you with one of the thousands of experienced mental health professionals in their network. You can talk to your therapist over text, chat, phone, or video. You get to pick what works best for you, your comfort, and your schedule. If you feel like your therapist isn't the right fit, BetterHelp makes it easy to switch to someone new at no additional cost. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. BetterHelp is offering our listeners 10% off their first month of therapy. Just go to betterhelp.com/musicspeaks to get started. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/musicspeaks to get 10% off your first month of therapy.
Hey guys, we wanted to take a quick minute to tell you about our recent partnership with the Amazing Bones Coffee Company.
Let's face it, you're probably sick and tired of drinking that old plain Jane coffee brand every morning. Well, fret not, dear listener. Bones Coffee is here to kick your taste buds into high gear.
Bones Coffee has a wide variety of flavors to choose from, including maple bacon, peaches and spring, island grog, and my personal favorite, chocolate raspberry.
Once you become hooked on the coffee, you'll be excited to learn that they have plenty of merch options to choose from as well. T-shirts, mugs, tote bags, the list goes on.
You can buy their coffee in whole bean, ground, and even evil single serve options.
Guys, we wouldn't lie to you. This coffee is great, and we know that you're going to love it too, which is why we have partnered up with Bones Coffee, and now our listeners have an exclusive discount code.
Make sure to use the code MUSICSPEAKS at checkout for 10% off your order.
That's right, James. Go to bonescoffee.com to kickstart your new coffee addiction and use the code MUSICSPEAKS for 10% off today. If you're anything like me, free time is limited. So things like yard work are just not doable. And if you're also like me, you don't even own a lawnmower. That is why All Above Landscaping is the right choice. All Above includes a variety of options when it comes to your landscaping needs, including lawn installation, design, irrigation, debris removal, maintenance, and much more. If you're in the city of Sumter and you're looking for reliable service at a friendly price, give All Above Landscaping a call today. It's 803-464-7414. Mention that you heard this ad on this podcast and you'll get a special discount on your first service. Again, that's 803-464-7414. Call All Above Landscaping today. Like so many of you, we battle depression through life's ups and downs.
Music has always been the one thing we could rely on to get us through the tough times we all face.
Follow us on our journey as we discuss the healing power of music, share our stories through songs and lyrics,
interview musicians and other artists,
break down genres,
deep dive into band biographies,
and much, much more.
This is the Woodward Fail
Music Speaks Podcast
with Blake Mosley,
James Todd,
and Amanda Dolan.
Hey, it's me, it's J.A.C., the Muppet Man. Welcome back to When Words Fail, Music Speaks, where we fight depression with the power of music. I'm your professional handicapped host, James Cox.
Yeah, and I am commonly referred to as the loudest guy in the room, but only when I'm playing the drums. I'm your endless source of useless music knowledge. My name is Blake Mosley, a.k.a. Brosley, a.k.a. Emo Bemo.
Yes.
And then there's me, Amanda Dolan. I may not know the name of the song, the artist, or the album like the others here, but chances are I will sing along loudly, proudly, and poorly. Just ask my kids. They'll also tell you I'm not a regular mom. I am a melting mom.
Melting. Okay. Yeah.
Well, and you know, because it is funny, literally melting here. We got 6 inches of snow in Texas. Oh.
That's wild.
But it's also kind of.
Yeah.
No, you know. I was wondering how you were going to tie Wicked into it. And now you can kind of add to that, too. Well, you probably do know a lot more about this than me and James do. But you know about the musical that we're talking about today. And actually, we have a special guest.
Yay!
Welcome back
to
the
show.
My lovely wife, Allie.
Allie!
Hello. Hi, I'm Allie Mosley, and I love Wicked. So,
I love
and
Wicked.
Blake, or at least I hope you love him.
Oh, yes, I do love Blake. Yes,
Yeah,
indeed.
I'm okay.
I gotta ask
He's
you,
decent.
I gotta ask you this question, Allie. Is he the loudest guy in the room only when he plays drums, or is he like loud in the house too?
No, he's not loud other than when he's playing drums. Like, he
Got
is a
it.
very quiet individual.
Yes. Nice. Yes. That's what we wanted.
Yeah.
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 Nice.
That's
No,
right.
that is very true. Yeah.
That's always a good thing. You know, you don't want a loud dude in your house, you know?
He really is quiet. Yeah. I'm
Well,
probably louder than he is, actually.
oh, yeah.
But
He was
are you
classically
louder because you're
trained.
louder or because you are belting out amazing show tunes?
Yes. It's definitely
Both.
that. It's
Both.
definitely
Or maybe
the
Taylor
latter.
Swift or the
Yeah.
Beatles
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm constantly making up songs or singing songs or something. Like, I'm very loud just constantly. Yes,
Yeah.
I
all
love
the
making
above.
up songs. I sing songs to remember what I'm doing. Like, okay, now I'm gonna wash the dishes and
It's a
You
fun way
know.
to just stay on track with what you're doing. It's
Exactly.
great. It's great. Makes the day go by. It
Well, she's
does.
classically trained too, so that's another reason why she is louder whenever
Are
she
you?
sings, because she can do that.
Well, I did go to school for a while for vocal performance in college. So I am a bit classically trained, actually. Yes. Technically,
There you
yes,
go.
I am.
See,
So
it's
cool. I don't how did I not know
science.
this? Yay,
Yeah.
science.
Yeah.
I guess I just don't talk about it, I guess.
Why
But
not? You
yeah.
should. You
Fair.
should talk about
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, like that's how much I love musicals, is I actually like legitimately wanted to be on Broadway. So like it was a
So, okay,
real
so
thing.
besides Wicked, what's your favorite musical ever made?
I really love Chicago a lot.
Chicago, yeah,
Or
okay.
Les Mis.
How
Yeah.
about Sweeney Todd? Do you like Sweeney Todd? Because that's my
Oh, I
favorite
do.
one.
Oh, I do love Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, that's my
Yes.
favorite
A
one.
lot of it is like nostalgia for me, like things that musicals were always something that I did with my cousin, who I talked about when we did our Beatles episode. So like music is something that like just my cousin and I did a lot together. And so yeah, very much a nostalgia. Sweeney Todd, Hairspray, Wicked, like I just all the things, Jersey Boys, anyways, all those musicals that like I kind of experienced like with her that we had memories together are just always like extra specially fit, like they're extra special to me. So yeah, but I just love,
Nice.
yeah, I love all the musicals really.
So I'm wondering if you could explain to our listeners, lovely wife of mine, that like what Wicked means to you, because I know whenever we saw it together, we had just gotten our house. This is like 5 years ago. And they came to Columbia at the Coger Center,
I did.
and we went to go see it. And that was my first time. I mean, I was familiar with like The Wizard of Oz. I'd never read the book or anything like that, but I saw Wicked with you, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I was hooked immediately. And then but I knew it meant a lot to you then. So how many times had you seen it prior to the time that we went?
I'd never seen it.
None. Okay, so it was
No, no.
just listening to the music. You just knew the music.
Yeah, I had the sheet music for it. So it came out in 2004, if I'm not mistaken, which is the same year that I started high school. And I was in choir, and we had the sheet music for it, and I just fell in love with it. So I'd never even seen it. I just fell in love with the music of it, actually, and the story that it told. It's just the music is really, really beautiful in it, and like For Good, which is and is going to be in Wicked Part Two, but God, For Good is just such an absolutely incredibly beautiful song, and it just talks about the impact that you can make on like somebody else's life, and the impact that others make on your lives, like on your life, and it's just I don't know, just the it. Even sometimes when relationships or friendships don't work out in the way that you hope that they would, like you still make a difference. And so that has always really stuck out to me. And I think that's like For Good and Wicked just really was one of those things that kind of meant a lot to me. It's just a beautiful song. Anyways, for everyone who's going to watch Wicked 2, it'll be there. I'm sure it's going to be absolutely wonderful. But I just absolutely love the music. And I loved Idina Menzel, and I loved Christian Chenoweth, and I loved a lot of the music that Christian Chenoweth did outside of Wicked. And so she's just incredible, incredibly talented. And I sang a lot of her other songs too. For various like things that I've performed, and so I just I don't know, I just absolutely loved Wicked. So yeah, I'd never even seen it before 2020, like, but I just loved the music so much that I was obsessed with it. And so anyways, yeah, it's absolutely wild. So yeah, that's my story. And nice. I'm sticking to it.
Sticking to it. Yeah. So Blake, when you told me, when you asked me last night, have I ever seen the movie Wicked? I'm like, no, yeah. I wasn't going to watch it last night, but I totally fell asleep. But I did listen to the song off of the Wicked soundtrack. So I know, you know, how to compare it. Yeah. So I'm excited for these two covers, man.
Yeah. They're going to be good. How about you, Amanda? Like, have you seen the new movie or
I've seen the movie. Yeah. I've not seen the musical. I've listened to the music, but no, I've not seen the musical. The movie was spectacular.
Yes,
yeah, that's part of keeping in.
Yeah,
yeah.
There, it was different. I guess I didn't really know what to expect from it.
Yeah,
and it was incredible. And I saw it with Emily, and like she was having so much fun. And now she's reading the books.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
And she's like, oh, the books are a little different than.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are.
But what's, you know, she and I had some like really great conversations about like the kind of moral, if you will, of it, and kind of how, and I, you know, Defying Gravity is like, yeah, it's the big closer, the finish. It's incredible. And the notes and the, but it's, to me, it's almost like to a get the F out of my way. Like, you're not going to stand with me. Yeah. Cool. Right. I will go do my thing. And, and I love
super
that.
Super empowering.
It is. The whole movie, like, especially, I think it's interesting, the time like that it was released. Like in the climate that we're
thick
in
of,
currently.
Yeah.
Right. It's really interesting. I think it couldn't have been better timed, honestly. Like it's just a really good time. And so it's very empowering. It's very the morals, definitely the moral conversations that you can have about it. The conversations of like this person comes from a place of they have everything, you know.
Yeah, there's that privilege, bullying sort of vibe.
And then this place, like if she were different, like so Elphaba technically is from a place of privilege. Technically, she is the mayor of Munchkinland's daughter.
Right.
But she's different. So she's not privileged, you know? Like, and so it's really interesting to see like how just that one change can affect somebody's life.
Yeah.
So much. And so it's just so interesting. And then like the scene in the Oz Dust ballroom. I wept. Like I was just like, that is what social anxiety feels like to me.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like heartbroken. Like I wept in the movie theater. Like I was like, this is exact. I have never been able to explain to somebody how it feels to walk in a room and have social anxiety. That is what it feels like. Like it's just incredible. Like the way that Cynthia Erivo like just demonstrated that, like the way that she was able to do that on film, like I have no idea. Like I would have been like, I can't act for the rest of the week. I'm done. Like, I need a month off.
Out,
like,
right.
Yeah, I mean, it was so incredibly beautiful, and just I don't know. Anyways, no notes. I don't know how. It was beautiful. It was really beautiful.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't believe Ariana Grande is going to be playing Glinda. Like, I can't believe this. No, absolutely not. And so she did an incredible job.
I felt beautiful. Much the same way. Yeah. I was like, why? Oh, like this God. Poppy, like yeah. I was ready to not like her.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
And yet incredible. She was perfect for like her, like just tininess, yeah. her kind of sweet, beautiful. Overly sweetness, the mm-hmm. beautiful, the mm-hmm. yeah, it
yes.
It was yeah. the yes. right choice.
Funny yeah. story about Ariana Grande being cast. So after we saw Wicked 5 years ago, we went to the merch table and we bought it on vinyl, which oh, included cool. some bonus tracks, one of which featured Ariana Grande. And I remember like Allie was not happy about that. She was like, Ariana Grande, like, come on. What
I
are
was
they doing?
So mad. And then she I found was. Out that she was cast in it. And I was like, what?
You don't like Ariana Anyways, Grande?
No. Oh. But I, you know, I was so wrong. And, you know, like, I'm fine with admitting that I was wrong. Like, she truly is an incredibly gifted and talented singer. Mm-hmm. An actress, and she deserves major props for what she accomplished. No. Yeah. And you know, much like me being the girl who absolutely loved Wicked, she was the little girl who loved Wicked too. And mm-hmm. so she saw Wicked when it was on Broadway. She met Kristen Chenoweth. She always, always, always wanted to play Glinda. And like, that was her dream. And boy, did she do it. And so, yeah, and she did it well. And so I'm okay with being wrong. It's fine.
I agree. I thought she did an amazing job. People were cautious about Cynthia Erivo being cast too as Elphaba. There was a lot of fan casting that's been done because the movie was in development for Lord knows how long. Since the musical came out, they have been trying to make a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so the people have been fan casting, you know, out the wazoo, and a lot of people just wanted Idina Menzel to come back and just do the movie. And that's just not her thing anymore. And that's okay.
No. I love her. She's spectacular.
I love her too, but
this was not the role.
She has an incredible background in mm-hmm. musical theater. She's incredibly talented. No, I had no qualms about her. I knew she could do it. She's incredibly talented. And she did an incredible job. And they sang live on set.
Yeah. It's incredible. Yeah.
They sang live.
Yeah. No lip syncing. Yeah. It was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine the like toll it would take. And the all the things.
So that's I can't.
Well, would you, so Allie, would you say that Defying Gravity is your favorite song from Wicked? It's definitely like the biggest song from the musical, but would you say it's your personal favorite?
I don't know. I really, really love For Good, but I don't know if I love For Good because I've performed it several times with people who were mm-hmm. very special to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's why it's feels like it might be my favorite. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like The Wizard and I is such a really good, is such a good song.
Yeah.
Loathing is such a good song mm-hmm. and is so fun. I don't know. Defying Gravity is an incredible, it's an incredible song. It really is great.
Yeah.
I don't know that I could pick a favorite. I don't know that I want to.
Just the whole thing is your favorite.
The whole thing. Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, this is definitely the breakout song from the musical. It went on to be very popular, even for people who have not seen the musical or the movie, still really like the song.
Yes.
And it made its mark in pop culture for sure, which is what we're going to be doing our cover wars on today, because I found two really good covers. I'm excited to do this. I've actually been wanting to do this, but I wanted to wait until Wicked came out. Have Allie on, that kind of thing. So this was in my notes from like 3 years ago.
Oh god, no.
So you're right. And I was like, oh, let's finally do it. So but yeah, let's get into the history real quick before we take a listen to our covers today. So Defying Gravity, song from the musical Wicked, composed by Stephen Schwartz, was originally recorded on November 10th, 2003 by American actresses, Idina Menzel and Kristen Chenoweth, who portrayed Elphaba and Glinda in the musical, respectively. The song was released as part of the accompanying cast recording on December 16th, 2003. It is mostly a solo sung by the main character of the show, Elphaba, the Wicked Witch of the West, for those of you who don't know, with two small duets at the beginning and the middle of the song between Elphaba and her friend Glinda, and a chorus part at the end in which the citizens of Oz all kind of wrap it all up. The song serves as the climax of the play's first act, which also threw a lot of people off that didn't know anything about the musical, and they saw the movie and it was like to be continued, and they had it listed as part one. They were like, whoa, what? So next year we'll see part two and you can hear For Good, like how I was talking about. First act, in which Elphaba realizes the truth about the Wizard of Oz and vows to fight him, beginning her evolution into the Wicked Witch of the West. It has been covered and reinterpreted numerous times, can't stress that enough, including the cast of Glee, which is one of the versions we're going to listen to today, and the 2024 film adaptation of the musical starring Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande. So in Wicked, the song is the finale of the show's first act, whenever Elphaba discovers that the wizard is not the heroic figure that she had originally believed him to be. Realizing this, and despite Glinda's attempts to dissuade her, Elphaba vows to do everything in her power to fight the wizard and his sinister plans against the animals of Oz. She sings of how she wants to live without limits, going against the rules that others have set for her. And during the song, Elphaba enchants a broomstick to levitate and, pursued by the wizard guards, rises above the angered citizens of Oz, who try in vain to quote unquote bring her down. The song is heavily cinematic and it comes to a climax with the final verse in such a beautiful way. The climax of the song features Elphaba flying high above the stage. This is where, like, if you guys ever get the chance to see the musical, it is incredible. The staging of the songs in the original production relied heavily on special effects. The actress playing Elphaba was lifted up into the air by a hydraulic launch system, standing on a small platform with a safety restraint around her waist. And both the platform and the restraints were concealed by a long false dress made of the same material as the actress's costume, which gave the illusion that she wasn't standing on anything. Black curtains designed to look like Elphaba's cape billowing in the wind, and carefully designed lighting concealed the hydraulic arm lifting the platform. The sequence relied heavily on around 60 moving lights, smoke, and wind effects to give the illusion of Elphaba flying in the air, which is why in the movie or the clips that you've seen at the end when she's up there and it looks like she's got a super, super long cape, it's paying homage to the musical and how it looks. Okay. It's really neat.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. The core of the song is that Elphaba finds power through her own outsider status, which has universal appeal due to audiences rooting for outsiders. The piece begins with Elphaba and Glinda talking and then slip into song, bickering in short, sharp phrases that are reminiscent of how people argue in real life. At this point, the key signature is constantly shifting, creating a sense of unease. The song is cut is in cut common time, but the duo rarely stick to the bar lines after jumping in halfway in a syncopated style. In the passage, I'm through with playing by the rules, an interval of an 11th is used. So the song builds on leitmotifs. That's French.
Yes, sure.
Sure.
established earlier in the show and raises the stakes by lifting Elphaba's voice on an octave and physically lifting her on the cherry picker that we talked about before, embodying the first time that the audience sees her as the Wicked Witch of the West. Because before, she's just green, she's nice. You're like, what's the deal? Why do people hate her so much?
Yeah.
Is she really wicked?
No, exactly. Like,
sorry.
Okay. Misunderstood. Exactly. No. The dramatic conclusion of this song features a loud, screamy climax of Bring Me Down, where she does the tribal call, as people have put it, followed by a vocal riff that, according to Jackson McHenry, writing for The Vulture, has the potential to hurt the performer's vocal cords. So it's very hard to do. Due to the song's difficulty, it is achievable for a few and impossible for most, thereby making it making those who succeed outsiders.
Hmm.
How about that?
Yeah.
Cool way to put it. So anyway, Wicked does, you know, goes on, it's been around for 20 something years now, still going. We got the movie. But after the success of the musical, they actually cut like a radio version of Defying Gravity with Idina Menzel, which is kind of what the two covers we're talking about today is kind of based around, just because it's you're able to condense a 7 minute right. song down to like a 2.5 minute song.
Okay.
For the radio.
Yeah.
So yeah, Idina Menzel, which, by the way, if you don't know, Idina Menzel voiced in Frozen Elsa. And saying let it go, right? Yeah, so she knows her way around a musical.
Yeah, she does.
She's also in Rent and the film version of Rent.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay. Cool.
Which is another 625,600 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I've never seen it, but I've seen Tick Tick Boom, and I love that. That was good.
Yeah. What's the song that she sings? Sorry, go. I'll think
but
of it.
She's in. Okay, I didn't know she was in Rent. That's amazing. I'm gonna have to see if I can find her.
Take Me or Leave Me. Is that the name? I don't know if that's the name of the song, but that's the
all
the
I can
one
think of is the Minute song at the moment.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry.
And Tick Tick Boom. Andrew Garfield. Okay. He's great. Mm-hmm. So Idina Menzel, having reprised her role as Elphaba in the London production of Wicked in 2006, recorded a remixed pop mainstream version of the song. It was released as a single March 1st, 2007, and was later included on the UK and iTunes versions of her 2008 album titled I Stand. The remix of Defying Gravity was also the anthem of the 2007 Gay Pride Parade and Festival in Los Angeles and appears on the official CD from the event. The track charted at number 60 on the official UK singles chart in May of 2008, shortly after a contestant sang Defying Gravity on an episode of the BBC television program I'd Do Anything. She released the song as a single a second time in 2012 from her album Live Barefoot at the Symphony. And like I said, this is kind of the version when you listen to it. The chorus is kind of restructured, takes out like the banter between Kristen Chenoweth and Idina Menzel. It just kind of gets to the meat and potatoes.
Gets to the point. Okay.
Right. So the first version we're going to actually listen to today is from Glee, which I didn't watch Glee. I don't know if you guys watched it.
I did.
I never
did. Okay.
I'm trying to. I watched it for a while and then it kind of like jumped the shark.
Kind of faded
I can't
out,
remember.
Yeah.
Phased out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It got a little crazy, but it was great in the beginning.
A little crazy, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, this was a breakout song from Glee for sure. This one went on to do really well. So Defying Gravity was recorded twice by the cast of American television series Glee, which aired on Fox between 2009 and 2015. It first appeared in the series ninth episode Wheels in 2009, where Rachel, or played by Lea Michele, and Kurt, Chris Colfer, sing it separately in a competition for the lead solo. A duet version by Rachel and Kurt was released as a single available for digital download on November 11th, 2009, as well as solo versions by both and included on the soundtrack Glee, the musical volume one or Glee, the music volume one. Excuse me. The song was featured again in 2014 in the 12th episode of season 5, 100, which was also the 100th episode in the series. This time sung by Rachel, Kurt and Mercedes, played by Amber Riley. The second version was released as part of the soundtrack album Glee, the music celebrating 100 episodes on March 18th, 2014. And what we're going to listen to today is the clip from that episode, Wheels, where it was sung as a duet. And it's good. I like it. I'm, you know, it's condensed to kind of fit this pop version of the song. But if you guys are ready, we'll take a listen.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Here we go in 3, 2, 1.
Something has changed within me. Something is not the same. I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game. Too late for second guessing. Too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust my instincts. Close my eyes and leap. It's time to try defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity. Kiss me goodbye, I'm defying gravity. And you won't bring me down. I'm through accepting limits, 'cause someone says they're so. Some things I cannot change, but till I try, I'll never know. Too long I've been afraid of losing love, I guess I've lost. Well, if that's love, it comes at much too high a cost. I'd sooner fight defying gravity. Kiss me goodbye. I think I'll try defying gravity, and you won't bring me down. I'd sooner fight defying gravity. Kiss me goodbye. I'm defying gravity. I think I'll try defying gravity, and you won't.
Okay. All right. So a couple things I want to stress about that. That is ripped directly from the episode that where it aired. Now, there is a version on iTunes, Spotify, all that, where it's not the two characters going back and forth singing. It's more of a duet in the sense of like harmonies are sung. Mm-hmm. Kurt does the harmony for the chorus, and it sounds so good. Like the harmonies are great, and it's not even harmonies that are featured in the musical. They're slightly different. So it's really the single version is great. That was ripped straight from the episode where Kurt can't hit that like that call, the very end note.
Yeah.
To show how difficult it is. And how there's only
a technically, she didn't either. I mean,
technically she changed it right because it is so hard to do. Right. Yeah. But she pulled it off better than she did. Leah Michelle apparently can't even read. But that's for another. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
That is what they say.
I've heard rumors.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
But she can sing.
Allegedly, she can't
read. She can't read, but she can sing. Yeah. But yeah. So what's your thoughts, everyone, initially in hearing that?
I thought it was okay. I didn't really dig it, but I mean, but then again, I mean, I guess the show was them trying out for the song, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess this was like they're technically a practice run, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I
really didn't dig it, but their voices were great. You know, yeah. I can't deny that. So okay. Yeah.
All right. Amanda, what were your thoughts?
Like, it's definitely not the musical version. Right. You know, it's very different than that. I will say this particular version, and I want to listen to the single later.
Yeah,
but
listen to the single later. It's
this
good.
One, the actors, like, seeing that interaction, seeing, like, the audience, if you will, like, the other people in the class, like, I think that makes this performance better than if it was just the music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Yeah. Like, I feel like you need the faces and the experience of that, the emotion.
Right.
Don't totally get from their voices.
Yeah.
But it, I mean, it's definitely Glee.
Yeah.
It's you know, very which is Glee. Not a bad thing.
Yeah.
It just is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Allie, what are you thinking?
Well, I'm just thinking I'm just wondering, like, nobody was emoting. Like,
yeah.
I it's not hard to emote. Like, you can even emote by just like raising your eyebrows, or like you can change the inflection of your voice just by like
a few gestures,
by doing just like a couple things.
Yeah.
And it's wild, like, how just like one little thing can change just even the way that you sound. And I get, like, you know, they were probably being instructed to do like certain things, but like that was hard. That was hard to watch.
Yeah.
See, maybe that's why I needed the visual.
Yeah.
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 Because otherwise there wasn't emotion in it.
Right.
Yeah. There was no emotion. It was very just like sung, like straight, just no nothing. And and you know how I feel about not emoting when you sing. True. So, it's just, it goes a long way. So I don't know. That was tough. That was real tough.
Yeah.
For me.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got another version here we're going to take a listen to in just a minute. I'm going to tell you about this one real quick. And James and Amanda, you guys are in for a treat whenever you find out what's happening here. The next version we're going to play, Matt Copley and The Noise Machine. Real quick, The Noise Machine, solo project featuring Chicago native Ian Rotner of Social Cue. Basically, you know, YouTube musician, does a lot of collaborations, things like that. Go find him on YouTube. Pretty cool stuff. Matt Copley, real quick, before we listen to it, singer of the band Unwell, who we featured in our Fast Car Cover Wars episode. James and Amanda, do you remember when we watched the music video?
Yes, I
do.
Okay,
was he the one in the flannel shirt on the beach? Like,
and the band was not there?
That's this guy. Yeah.
Okay.
Lord.
So that's him.
And in the car with his, okay.
But the band wasn't there. I'm like, what the... Where's your band then?
It was
because it was the whole band, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the band didn't join in the video at all. I'm like, how?
It was odd. It was an odd choice for a music video, but their cover was good. It was this
cover
music
was great.
Bad.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of the same situation here. Like, his cover is good.
All right. Okay.
Let's go ahead and take a listen real quick to this one and see what you guys are thinking.
All right. Let me pull it up. Boom, you got it. Okay, here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
western sky, as someone told me lately. So if you care to find me, left on the western sky, as someone told me lately. Everyone deserves a chance.
Okay. The things you're into solid, are always,
right? Huh?
Yeah, solid, right?
No, oh, yeah. They're solid. Yeah,
yeah. Well, we're gonna let Allie give us her thoughts and go ahead and vote because she actually has to run in just second.
Yeah, I have to be somewhere at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, go ahead, darling.
Yes. Okay. Yes, that was great. So that there was emotion. It was obviously a punk cover, but they like did what they meant, like what they set out to do. And it was great. I thought it was wonderful. Like I would absolutely like add that to a playlist and listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Just leaps and bounds better than what Glee was doing. I don't know what Glee was doing.
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Yeah. They might look back on that and be like, yikes. Don't know what I was doing. Maybe why they did the 100th episode thing. Maybe that's why they did it again. I don't know. Yeah. But no, that was really, really good. I really did enjoy that. I liked that at the end, they didn't even bother to do like the thing at the end. They're just like, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to end it. Like, I thought it was really good. I really did. I really enjoyed that. So yeah, I think it was great.
That's your vote.
So I think we know your vote.
Okay, cool.
Well, there we go. We've got one vote for that one. So you go ahead and go. Be careful.
Yes.
I love you.
Yes.
I'll see
you.
Love
you too.
Happy to see you
guys. Yes, it's great to see you guys. Bye. Thank you so very much. Okay, I am leaving.
All right.
I'm leaving now. I'm leaving the meeting. All right. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
All right.
She's great. So I love her.
Have it.
I love
you. Me too.
I love your wife. You know,
she's adorable. Like, yeah.
She's adorable.
She's great. She's great.
She just makes you happy.
Amanda, can we get your take on this? Yes, please.
Okay. I everything Allie said, and I never thought that I could believe Defying Gravity as a legit punk song. And when I say that, I mean they made the words that I think of like punk, and I don't know how to describe that better than that. Like it felt punk, but in the best, like, and in the best ways. Like it felt like that. That was how the song was written for them,
mm-hmm.
right? Like I would have been like, "That's a cool song," without knowing the original.
Yeah,
and Allie mentioned they didn't try to
expand
too big like they did what they do and they made it their own, like mm-hmm. he made it his own. It wasn't because Glee kind of felt like they were trying technically to be the Broadway song without the emotion and all of that,
right.
And didn't really succeed at that in my opinion, but
yeah.
This was like, we're doing this our way and it's going to be punk rock and it's going to be awesome. And
I
rather enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In fact, it might go onto my playlist for.
Yeah. Add that to your playlist. It's good stuff.
Like for the gym.
Right.
Yeah.
Just work. Yeah. That's good. That's a good bopper, as Blake says it. Yeah.
Bopper.
But I'm perplexed, Blake. I don't know if you can help me out here, but I find like that, you know how I like, how I love punk and rock music, right?
Yeah.
I'm probably going to upset somebody here. That song sounds like a karaoke song. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, so I do love the fact that they did what they did, like Amanda and Ellie said.
Yeah.
But I just it didn't blow me back, you know. And I kind of expected a lot from this band because I mean it's rock, you know. How can you not blow me back, you know? But the thing I love in the song is the guitarist when he gets to the second verse of Defied Gravity, you know, that that galloping riff. I love that. Right. I love that, you know. And I think they did like a minor breakdown. I'm not sure. Maybe you can, you know, but I did like it a lot better than the Glee one for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. How about you?
I love that cover of it. I looked through a lot of different covers for this one. And there are some people who, like, when you listen to the Idina Menzel version of the song that they released as a single, this is the structure of how they did it. It cuts straight to the Something Has Changed Within Me. There's not the whole like talking back and forth between Kristen Chenoweth and all that stuff.
Right.
So they get right to the meat and potatoes of the song, as I said before. They get into the chorus, and the chorus is even structured differently because normally it's like, I think I'll try defying gravity, kiss me goodbye, defying gravity, and you won't bring me down. Like, they go straight to the you won't bring me down part. So there's only like three lines in the musical of the chorus, and then it kind of builds on itself as it goes on. They change song, they change lyrics. I'd sooner buy defying gravity, kiss me goodbye, all that stuff. So they changed up the lyrics a little bit. What they did for the single was they added a third line to the chorus of that defying gravity riff, as I call it.
Yeah.
For the chorus, that melody. And then they add, and you won't bring me down, just to kind of like even it out, to make it feel like a normal radio song.
But to make it bigger. Yeah.
Right. And that's what both of these covers emulated, and kind of chose that version to go off of. The Glee version is way more closer to that Idina Menzel single, whereas the Matt Copley and Noise Machine version, they kind of add some of the musical stuff back in. Like, they added in the so if you care to find me, look to the western sky. Like, that's the musical part kind of added back in there.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't do the whoa at the very end, just because, right, as we mentioned before, that's hard to do.
Yeah.
And it, not a lot of people can't do that. So they,
especially
they
opted rock singers,
out,
you know.
Right, exactly. And he's got a great voice, and he's got a lot of power and a lot of range.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
But I think he'd made a good call of being like, oh, let's take some
just
parts.
Cut it. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's add in some of the best parts from it, and we'll still make it a pop punk song.
Yeah.
Halftime in the chorus for the, you know, the last part, I think was a good choice. Even though that's generic, like, and we talk about it all the time, like how I don't like those types of things. And like, I don't like the whole, like, what if this pop punk band did Wicked? Like, I don't like that. I get tired of that. But I think this is before all that really started to wear on me. When I heard it 3 or 4 years ago, and I was like, okay, this is good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like that cover. And I'm telling y'all, I wish I had known the video I sent you was not going to be the single version of the Glee one. But go listen to the Glee single to hear the harmonies instead of it just kind of going back and forth.
Yeah,
it really does blend really well. And that one is really good. There's another like pop punk cover on Spotify that I came across from Punk Rock Factory. I don't know if you guys have ever seen them on like Instagram or TikTok, but they're a cover band. They do a lot of stuff like this, and I wanted to like it, but there were so many things about it that I didn't like. And they tried to throw more musical stuff into it. They'd had like awkward pauses. I don't know. It just didn't fit. It just didn't work.
Yeah.
And ultimately I was like, let's not do this one because it's just not fair compared to the rest of them.
Right.
So I opted to leave it out, but you know, some people may enjoy it. I don't know, but I think I'm going to have to go with the Noise Machine Matt Copley version as well.
Yeah, I think that won today, hands down.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, that's safe to say, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
For sure. All right.
Cool.
Well, cool. What a great one. What a fun one.
And yeah,
like I said, long time coming. I wanted to do this years ago when I first heard the Noise Machine version.
Right.
But I knew the movie was on the way. They were currently in production whenever I first discovered it. And I knew, I was like, man, it's either going to be a massive hit or it's going to be a huge flop.
Right.
But let's wait for it to come out. And then I wanted to get Allie on here because I knew this musical meant a lot to her. We watched it. I didn't see it in theater. She went with my sister and some other friends. So I had to wait until it was like available for streaming.
Right.
And then I watched it and I loved it and I thought it was great. And we've watched it like two or three times since then. And to see Allie's reaction whenever we watch it and how, especially the social anxiety part that we talked about, before, I was like, man, I know this means a lot to you. So, I wanted to get her on here, to express all that. So I'm thankful that she was able to do that.
Thankful
for you guys for allowing her to come on here and kind of talk about that.
Anytime.
She can come in anytime she wants to. She's part of us.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, even if you can't be here, she wants to be here. I'm fine with
that. Exactly. You can come on. Yeah.
Any Mosley
Even Mama Mosley.
Even Mama Mosley can get
That's
on
right.
here.
She That's
can
right.
talk about stuff. There yes. you go.
Awesome.
Do you have Notorious B.I.G. on your shirt?
I do. I got this shirt from Allie for Christmas.
Awesome.
B.I.G.
Sorry, I just like saw like just a little bit of the head like poking through and I was like, yo, that's
him.
That's reminiscing the Godfather movie too, right?
It does kind of look like the Godfather.
With
the strings,
font.
Yeah,
and everything. Yeah.
Or it can resemble Biggie. Like NSYNC or the Backstreet Boys. Like,
the NSYNC, no strings attached.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, that's a good one. A good one.
Cool.
All right. Well, cool. Thank you guys for listening to the show today. What a great Cover Wars. First episode we've all been on together in 2025.
This year,
it's just been a wild. I went back and looked. I think the last one we all did together was As I Lay Dying.
And that was a while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, and then we need to. There's probably updates on that. Maybe
updates on that. There's updates on Diddy. We've got updates for stuff we'll have to do.
Next time.
We'll have to do an update episode on
part two is coming, right? Part two for everything.
For everything, it's great to be back. Christmas season, Thanksgiving, all that just gets so busy.
It does.
Thank you guys for sticking around and for checking out our interviews that we've done. And thank you again for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, please be sure to subscribe and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this.
Nice. Hey, and if you'd like to follow us on the show or on our social medias, we're on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, and much, much more. I don't know. I think we're on Clapper
TikTok
now.
TikTok may be going away. So we're enjoy us on TikTok while you can.
Yeah. Well, are we on Blue Sky yet? Is that over there? I don't know. There's so many of them now.
Lemonade. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not up to date on all that, but TikTok may be
but
going
all
away,
the places.
So enjoy it while you can.
All the places. Yeah.
Just find us.
Search for When Word Show Music to be just podcasting. We're there, you know, wherever you can, you can think of, you know.
Yeah.
And if you would like to be interviewed for the show, please reach out to us. You can email us at James@WhenWordsFailMusicSpeaks.com, Blake@WhenWordsFailMusicSpeaks.com, or Amanda Dolin, Dolin.
I love you for that.
WhenWordsFailMusicSpeaks.com.
I love you for that.
Yeah. I had to, right?
I know.
We're mixing some things up, but I had to continue to spell my last name for y'all. And if you want to just reach out to us on any of those social media sites, shoot us a message there and you can find us, like I said, all the different places.
Yes. And if you will subscribe to our YouTube channel, we would be most appreciative, where you can watch our interviews, music video reactions, and vinyl showcases, and much, much more. Just type in youtube.com/WhenWordsFailMusicSpeaks. And be sure to turn on the notification bell so you can be notified when new videos are uploaded. If you're currently watching this on YouTube, hit splash that like button. I don't have the splash button. Wait a minute. Yeah, I do.
I did it.
Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, that was
there we go.
Splash. Yes.
Splash into the belly flop that like button. Yes, sir. Thank you.
For all these links to find out more about us or to buy some of our merch, make sure to check out our website. It's whenwordsfailmusicspeaks.com. And we got some great resources on there too for anyone struggling with any mental health issues. And tons of resources out there for you. Yes. If you don't mind checking out my other podcasts, plural, because I'm plugging two of them.
Yeah, man.
South Carolina Spook Show, true crime, paranormal stuff from the state of South Carolina. New episode is in the works. It took me a while to get something recorded. I'm slowly getting that edited and hope to have that up here soon. I'm also going to try to put that on YouTube. That'll be a new adventure for for me, but I will get there. Also, check out my old new podcast, Not Religious. Started doing that with Brian, my brother-in-law, again. We've got a couple of episodes that we released in the past few months. That is on YouTube as well. And I'll tell you what. Used to have people tell me all the time, I wish we could see you guys because of
And now they can, right?
Yeah, and how much fun we used to have doing our episodes, laughing at things, reacting to things. Now you can check it out on YouTube. And laugh and react right along with us, whether it's funny or scary. Like
about eggs.
Eggs. Yes. Organically.
Sorry. Yeah. Organic eggs.
Organic eggs.
But yeah.
Sorry, if you've listened, you understand why that's funny.
Yeah. Go listen, and then you can be in on the inside joke. Yeah. Not Religious, available wherever you listen to podcasts, including YouTube.
Nice.
Thank you.
Sweet.
And we also want to thank again to our sponsors on this episode, both coffeeandbeardhelp.com. I've just ordered some more Bones coffee. So
okay, cool.
Join me in ordering some Bones coffee. And remember to use our discount code MUSICSPEAKS, all one word, for 10% off your order at BonesCoffee.com. And then, or before then, go to BetterHelp.com/MUSICSPEAKS to also get a 10% off your first month of the therapy. And to get matched with a therapist that is perfect for you.
All right.
Awesome.
And is that all that's we it. Have? Okay.
That's what we got.
All right.
And that's it, dog.
Thank you all for listening.
Yes.
I'm so excited to see both of your faces and Allie's.
Yeah.
All at the same time for the first time in quite a while.
I know. Yeah, I'm so excited was able to do this. It was good to see you guys. And I'm excited for the next one.
Nice.
Me too.
With that said, thanks everybody. Thanks again for listening, everybody. And always remember,
when words fail,
music speaks.
Bye, guys.
That's
actually really good.
Spectacular, actually. That was
I'm one of the 2% that can actually do it. So, you know.